Good afternoon. Today I will give a background of our project and talk about our work in establishing the social marketing strategy for continuing and professional development library that took place with the East Central and Southern Africa College of Nursing. For the purposes of this presentation, I will refer to continuing and professional development as CPD, and in the States we call this CNE, or continuing nursing education. I have no relationships to disclose. So for a little bit of a background about our project, this last year and a half I worked with two organizations. One is the African Health Profession Regulatory Collaborative for Nurses and Midwives, and they shortened that down to ARC. So ARC, I don't know how they got that acronym down that short. ARC is a four-year partnership with the CDC, Commonwealth Nurses Federation, the Commonwealth Secretariat, and the EXA Health Community, and EXA is East Central and Southern Africa. ARC supports South-to-South collaborations in 17 countries in the region related to nursing and midwifery regulatory issues. So these are the ARC countries there for the 17 countries. I also worked with EXACON, which is the East Central and Southern Africa College of Nursing. EXACON is a professional body that aims to strengthen the nursing and midwifery profession in order to attain health for all in the EXA region. EXACON supports 15 countries by developing mechanisms for recognizing professional qualification in areas such as scope of practice, professional practice standards, core competencies, core curriculum content, and educational standards. So, there are currently 3,000 individual nurses and midwives, 14 nursing councils, and 12 nursing associations that are members of EXACON. Although, according to the 2006 World Health Report on Working Together for Health, there is an estimated over 300,000 nurses and midwives in the EXA region. We know that nursing, or that learning, is essential to professionals maintaining and developing their clinical practice. So many countries in the EXA region have requested that CPD requirements be required for nursing relicensure. And in the last 3 years, we have 8 countries that have linked licensure renewal as a requirement. And those countries are Botswana, Kenya, Lesotho, Malawi, Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. So in order to make this a more sustainable effort, we've worked on putting CPD content online. So this is a quote we received from a survey we conducted last year of nursing leaders in the region. And they basically said, "There is a critical shortage of nurses, especially in the rural areas, so being released to attend conferences is difficult. Secondly, where the nurses are supposed to pay, some find it difficult to afford in the midst of competing tasks." So, as I mentioned, ARC and EXACON have both been encouraged by leaders in the region to develop a CPD library where content can be available online and free for nurses and midwives. The purpose of this CPD library, for the last year, this project was put together to develop a library to provide readily available content for nurses in the region. What we have focused on for this is to make our modules peer-reviewed. We can't just have content that's out there without being reviewed and then provide CE credit for it. So we have them peer-reviewed by nurses in the region. We provide certificates of completion via email. And we're trying to make all of our content available via cell phones and mobile access. And an important part for this project to work is making sure that we have registrar support, because the registrars kind of sign off on if your CNE credits count. So we've been working with registrars in the region. We currently have 9 countries signed on to support this project and recognize continuing nursing development credits from our website. So this is our conceptual framework for the program. So far, we've done the assessment. We've identified this need. We've done some surveys. We did a gap analysis of what the nurses in the region have said that they wanted and what is a, we saw as available easily between partners that we know, like CDC, and just doing a general like search on Google. So we were able to identify some content already available. We did this survey with ARC nurses that are affiliated with ARC. Then we also worked in developing the website and putting together a review committee for the content reviewers. So basically, we send the modules that we selected to the reviewers. The reviewers provide feedback within 2 weeks, much like a journal review, whether they approve or reject the module. Because the content's usually already made, you can't really edit it that often, but we can provide feedback to the implementing partners that the module, if they do edit it in the future, what the nurses have said might be important to add. So moving forward, we're working on, now that we have this website up, disseminating it out so that we can contact those 300,000 nurses in the region. So here's where we are right now. This is the front page of the Exicon website. And as I mentioned, this is a professional organization, so they have other information about who they are, what they do, their membership. And then if you look, there's the CPD Library tab to get to the CPD Library content, which is here. And we have a list of the topics here to the left. And then if we wanted to search for them, you can search them here. We only have 6 modules up right now, but you can find it at exicon.org and go through our website. The process is slow because they need the sign-on of the nurses that are reviewers. So we don't have thousands of modules right now. We're working on 6. So then if you want to see the module, you go to the view content, and then that will provide you either a link to a web implementing partner website or a PDF version. So we try to mix up the way the modules are set up so that there's diversity of delivery, but also diversity of content for the nurses. We also have some social media here, and I'd like to say that, like, for the marketing strategy, this is the first time that this professional organization has had content online ever, even about themselves. So we've stuck to just Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn was a little bit, like, not as commonly used either. But once we start getting the younger nurses involved, I think that Instagram and some of the other social media avenues will be more useful. So we're also using Google Analytics to track what activities that we do are gaining more site to our website. So if it's a meeting or if it's a email. So this one on the 31st, the secretariat sent out an email to colleagues in the region, and that's where we have that bump here of viewers. And then this was a training. This week was another training with leaders, so you can kind of see where we're going with that. Facebook also has a Google Analytics. We did a stakeholder analysis, which I'm not going to go through too much because we've already mentioned that there's over 300 nurses in the 1,000 nurses in the region, and we're trying to capture it through social media and other avenues. We've talked to 9 registrars. We're going to get the next remaining on board, hopefully, in the next year. But implementing partners is something that we're still also looking at, engaging them at meetings, word of mouth, just online. You find out who's doing more content, like Option B Plus or something, and that's how we're addressing them. So one item that we did do after we did the stakeholder analysis was we met with nursing union leaders, 16 in Harare in September before we had our national Exicon meeting, and talked about, we had the website up, we had the CPD library up, and we just went through it with them about how we can disseminate this information to their nurses. And they had a lot of great ideas, including talking to students at universities, doing Instagram campaigns where people take pictures of themselves, like kind of like a photo voice, stuff that we had not thought of before. So we're looking at putting that in the works in the next year, and a newsletter as well. And then we also met with implementing partners like JAPIGO, ICAB, the UW Global Health Department, ITEC, and CDC to discuss modules that they've already put out there that can be used in our library. And a lot of these groups we already have been working with, and that's why the first six modules that we have been from these groups. But we've also identified other organizations that once we, have a longer conversation with them about copyright and use, then we can also use theirs on our website. So moving forward, we're sending out an awareness survey in early December to the ARC and Exicon leadership. This mostly is saying, look at our website. What do you think about it? How have you heard about it? Have you already seen it before? We are going to promote Exicon social media. Every time we upload another module, we're going to blast it out to social media, contacting implementing partners. And we're doing continuous quality improvement via surveys on our website about how to improve the website, as well as developing a sustainability plan. We right now have a web developer that's been hired on fully in Arusha to be able to upload the content. So that, before that, this point, we had a part-time person, so it was a very slow process. So we're working on how to make this website more sustainable so that we can ensure that it is a lasting project for the region. So I like to acknowledge my co-investigators for this project, Joachim Voss from the University of Washington and the AFIA Bora program, Maureen Kelly is PI of the ARC project, Alphonse Kalula, who works with Exicon, as well as the web developers and UW